There have been fresh allegations about the last known so-called ISIS bride still overseas. Security sources from within the notorious Al-Roj detention camp in Syria have described Sydney woman Hoden Abbey as a cunning, threatening figure. But let's go back a step to understand where Hoden Abbey fits into the picture. The so-called ISIS brides have caused headaches for successive governments in Australia. They're linked to fighters for Islamic State, also known as ISIS or IS. A decade ago, the terrorist organisation was violently controlling regions of Syria and Iraq. Its recruitment drive attracted some men from Australia, and the ISIS brides are the partners who followed them, or married men in Syria who became ISIS fighters, with some saying they were manipulated into going. It's alleged many of the women committed serious crimes alongside their husbands, including slave trading. When ISIS collapsed in 2019, many of its fighters were killed or imprisoned, and thousands of people linked to the group wound up detained in camps run by Kurdish-led forces, including these Australian women and their children, some of whom were born there. Since 2019, at least 70 foreign fighters, women and children have returned from Syria. But Australia has been reluctant to repatriate the last remaining women and children, citing national security concerns. In recent months, most of the remaining Australians have returned, but back in February, Hoden Abbey was blocked from coming back with a temporary exclusion order. That order was later revoked, and she was issued a permit to return in June, which the government said it legally had to do. It's understood she's still in Syria, and the ABC's now heard more about allegations against her.
In 2021, she allegedly hit a woman with a hammer.
That's former US diplomat Peter Galbraith, who spent decades helping rescue ISIS-linked children from northeast Syria. He says people he's spoken to say Hoden Abbey was a key force behind many problems in the Syrian detention camp.
They say that she was very radical, that she would try to enforce Islamic dress.
The ABC's also revealed Ms. Abbey allegedly abused a Yazidi slave who was held in her home in 2016. It's not clear when all allegations about Ms. Abbey's time in the camp occurred, or if they're reflective of her most recent behaviour and views. Some of the women who have returned from Syria were arrested immediately on arrival. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says that may influence Ms. Abbey's next move.
She may well, having seen some people who returned be arrested on arrival at the airport, she'd be weighing up the different things that she's done and would be making a decision as to whether or not she in fact ever returns.
The ABC asked the Australian Federal Police if they had any plans to charge Ms. Abbey if she returns to Australia, and they said they have no comment. There's also been no response from Ms. Abbey's lawyers to specific allegations.